Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
So this is the third installment of our Peace Through Prayer series. If you're just joining us, Peace Through Prayer is James's acclaimed new book, really, that's being released right now from Our Daily Bread Publishing. I've read it, and it's all about how prayer isn't just words. It's about a relationship, really, more than anything else. And that's where we're going this morning, talking about the friend who is peace. So, James, take it from there.
All right. Well, Robbie, the timing of this episode is great because Easter Sunday is tomorrow, and on Easter, we celebrate the truth that Jesus really is alive, and that's so vital for us to understand because that relationship with Him means everything, and this is where we need to move from the theoretical to the practical. It's not just some, you know, dusty theological concept that Jesus is risen and has conquered sin and conquered death. You know, this is reality. Reality that changes how we live because He's in our lives. And once we understand that, it opens the door to this incredible hope and peace.
Oh, yeah. Right before we went on the air, you mentioned a great Easter story about how this has to do with one of the hymns that you sometimes sing at this time of year. You know, why don't you share that with our audience?
All right. Well, I first read the story in Robert J. Morgan's book about hymns, Then Sings My Soul. And he talks about Alfred Ackley, and Alfred Ackley was a preacher way back when in California who was just a faithful guy, and he had studied music early in his life, and anyhow, he was trying to witness to a Jewish man who kept resisting the Christian faith, and the man kept saying, why should I worship a dead Jew? Which kind of an interesting thing for him to say. But so Ackley's also a pastor, and he's getting ready for worship on Easter morning, and he has the radio on, and he's listening to this liberal preacher from New York, and Robert Morgan includes the words from the sermon. He says, "Good morning, it's Easter. You know, folks, it really doesn't make any difference to me if Christ be risen or not. As far as I'm concerned, His body could be as dust in some Palestinian tomb. The main thing is His truth goes marching on." And let me tell you, those were fighting words for Alfred Ackley, and so they should have been. I mean, he immediately started shouting angrily about that, saying, you know, that's a lie, and because he knew. That Jesus is in his life. And so he's mad about Easter. His wife says, why don't you do what you do best? And he sat down and he wrote a hymn about it. And it begins, "I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near." And of course, you know, the chorus, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. And, you know, that's the reality that Ackley knew, that we know as we come to Jesus.
Wow. I mean, that's really awesome. And it's especially good, right, that he was writing out of his own experience with Jesus, but it's kind of like, you know, these other two dudes, you know, kind of set him up to get on fire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And of course, our, our faith isn't to be dependent only on our experiences, and it also, you know, if you think about it, shouldn't be without our experiences either. You know, if time after time you keep encountering these indications, these affirmations that Jesus is real, that he's in your life, you know, after a while you realize, man, I don't want to live any other way. And think about it. He calls himself a friend of sinners. He said that he and the Father would come to make their home with us. So this is a vital part of the Christian faith.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's important to add that for that to happen, right, we have to pray.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have to cultivate that relationship daily. We have to pray again and again throughout the day and learn to be with him in his word. Learn to listen to him, to love him. That's why Jesus came again, so that we could have this relationship. And that's why he gave us his spirit until he returns, so that we can grow in this.
So, James, if I were to ask you how you could be assured that you serve a risen Savior, what would you say?
Well, Robbie, first I'd look at the resurrection itself and why I believe it's a historical fact. And I really do believe that. I mean, you look at the response of the early church, and the incredible persecutions that they went through, and yet they still insisted that this was the right thing. To me, that's an incredible witness, and there's so much more about that. But, you know, I look at the peace he's given me in difficult times again and again, and how he's intervened in my life in key moments, specifically in answer to prayer. And you can't deny it. You know, it would take more faith to say, oh, it was just a coincidence. Mm. And, you know, there are so many moments. It's too many to recount and even to remember. But there's this quiet assurance within that he gives through his spirit. And there's nothing like it. You know, he's real. He's risen. And, oh, there's nothing better.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I so agree. And in my own life, you know, I think of how John Bunyan talked about how Christian kept his testimony in his bosom. And I think of all those answers, you know, to so many prayers that keep me there to where I know, yeah, he definitely is risen.
Yeah. And this is one of the most, again, fundamental truths of the Christian faith. And in the book, I write about another hymn writer, Joseph Scriven, who discovered this same truth, you know, after he lost his fiancée the night before they were to be married, and he goes through this horrible grief, but then he writes these words, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And what you see in that is, again, he's just caught up in this relationship. He's caught in this love that's better than life, and he knows it's real because he interacts with it. So Jesus is risen, and we can look forward to him. And, oh, celebrate that and celebrate him. So praise God for Easter. Praise God for our Savior. Let me wrap up with a prayer. Jesus, we do praise you. You have conquered sin. You have conquered death. And you are coming again. And we look forward to you. Thank you that we can know you. Thank you that you know us and love us and meet us right where we are to bring us closer and closer to you. Oh, we worship you today, tomorrow, and always. In your name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.